Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
From my understanding, the suspect in the Top shooting is going to be present. I could be wrong about that, but what else is in store for tomorrow?
Well, there's a lot of things that need to be discussed. A lot of things involving scheduling. When exactly is the trial going to happen? The defense has made a motion to adjourn the case for a year. There's some issues concerning a hearing, concerning the constitutional of the death penalty as it applies to 18-year-olds. There was a case several years ago by the Supreme Court. It's called the Roper decision, that said that a 17-year-old doesn't have the mental capacity to be sentenced to death because at the time of the commission of a crime, the brain is not fully developed, and the brain doesn't fully develop until a person is 25. And since the Roper decision, there's been a lot of scientific evidence about the development of the adolescent brain. So there's going to be a hearing determining what science the court should apply in determining the constitution of the death penalty as it applies to Jenrin, who was 18 at the time of the commission of this terrible, awful crime. And then there's some procedural issues concerning jury selection. This is a death penalty trial. And so when there's a death penalty trial, there are two phases of the trial. The first trial involves innocence or guilt. And then the second phase involves the guilt phase. And so in order for jurors to be qualified in a death penalty case, they have to be questioned about their views of the death penalty. And if a juror would not consider death under any circumstances, they can't serve. Or if a juror automatically believes that death would be a sentence, if somebody takes the life of another human being, or in this case, 10 human beings, they should automatically be sentenced to death, they can't be served. So there's a discussion about 1,200 questionnaires given to prospective jurors to be filled out. And then the lawyers are going to be jockeying as to what jurors could be challenged based upon the questionnaires alone, without being questioned individually by the court and the lawyers. So it would be, there's like two types of challenges. One's a challenge for cause, and that means that the juror is disqualified because of their bias. And then there's peremptory challenges. In a death penalty case, somebody gets 20 peremptory challenges where you can just excuse somebody because you don't feel right about them. But the challenges for cause are unlimited. And so it's a really important to both the prosecution and the defense to what extent those potential jurors are going to be excused just based upon the questioning on their answers on these jury questionnaires. And then, you know, there's the question of discovery. There's 4,000 terabytes of information that was given to the defense, and they need time to decipher it and analyze it. So they've asked for more time for that. And so because this is a critical stage of the proceedings, I know in the past, Gendron has waived his right to appear in court. But I think some of the topics here that are would be considered to be critical, it's very likely that he'll be in court.
Now, you had just mentioned this, too, that the defense is hoping to delay proceedings, at least for some time. From an estimate that I've been told, it was around a year. Is there any more of a strategy to that, or is it simply just so they can get all of their ducks in line before anything happens?
Well, as any death penalty lawyer would have, their goal would be to keep their client alive. And if they can keep their client alive another day, another month, another year, they've done what they're required to do. I can tell you that anytime there's an adjournment, anytime there's a delay, certainly the families that experience this terrible loss are going to be upset, frustrated, having to relive this thing over again. On the other hand, the government is trying to take someone's life, and they are constitutionally afforded to have a defense. And so the defense is going to use every tool that they have. But hopefully, at some point in time, for the people of this community, for the victims' families, that there will be some finality.
When was the last time any of the victims' families, or even the victims themselves, saw the shooter in person in court?
I don't know the answer to that question. I know that the victims' families did see him in court at the time he was sentenced to life without parole in state court, and they were allowed to address the defendant and address the court directly. And that was a very, very emotional, stressful day for all of the victims, as well as the judge.
And then branching off from that question, are you expecting, or is there any reason for the families to be in court tomorrow?
Some family members never miss a court appearance. They feel like it's their obligation to the loved ones that they lost. And they're not going to miss a court appearance ever. They're going to sit through this. To sacrifice, they'll be there. But some victims' families won't. A lot of them have never missed a court date.
And then going back to the death sentence here, is most of the families on board with this, or is this almost kind of evenly split down the middle with what they want?
You know, I can tell you that some families feel that death is the appropriate sentence and the only sentence. Other families feel like if he was sentenced to life without parole, that is worse than a sentence of death. But all of the families agree that they are looking and seeking finality.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.